Biden's America, 70% of voters think crime is out of control. By Catherine Hamilton on August 17, 2021. In President Joe Biden's America, murders have risen 16% in big cities this year. Much to the chagrin of Democrats, some of whom a year ago were chanting with rioters to defund the police, U.S. voters are noticing. According to a Rasmussen poll released on Tuesday in partnership with the National Police Association, NPA, 70% of U.S. voters believe crime is out of control. Only 22% disagree. 90% of voters are concerned about the recent increase in violent crime, including 64% who are very concerned. Only 10% are indifferent to skyrocketing crime rates. A majority of those polled believe poor policy has to do with this year's increase in violent crimes, including the elimination of cash bail requirements in some jurisdictions. 73% of voters say letting accused violent criminals out of jail without bail while they wait for trial increases violent crime. 14% disagree, and 13% are not sure. Illinois this year became the first state to eliminate cash bail. Chicago's police superintendent last week said it was an outrage that a federal judge released the man accused of supplying the gun used to murder Chicago police officer Ella French, according to the poll report. The report continued. 70% of voters say district attorneys refusing to prosecute accused criminals contributes to rising violent crime. 61% believe early release of criminals from prison contributes to violent crime. 56% think prohibiting police from a stop and frisk of a suspect believed to be armed contributes to violent crime. 52% believe prohibiting police from engaging in pursuits contributes to violent crime. The rise in violent crime wasn't just predictable. It was predicted, said NPA spokesperson, retired police sergeant Betsy Brantner Smith. Letting more criminals on the streets while handcuffing police had only one possible outcome. Now the American people are paying the price. Democrat and Republican voters largely agree that crime is a huge problem. 81% of Republicans and 60% of Democrats say that crime is out of control, and 68% of unaffiliated voters agree. Large majorities of Republicans, Democrats, and unaffiliated voters do not think police are too tough on criminals. By race, 81% of whites, 74% of black voters, 67% of Hispanics and 79% of other minorities agree, according to the poll. Similarly, asked about the so-called defund the police demand of moving resources away from policing towards social workers, 60% of voters don't believe such a policy would decrease violent crime, with 62% of whites, 55% of black voters, 52% of Hispanics and 64% of other minorities agreeing. A majority of voters would prefer politicians ride along with local patrol officers and meet with crime victims before suggesting policy changes. As far as the divide between rhetoric and action, voters don't like hypocrisy, according to the poll that surveyed more than 1,000 U.S. likely voters on August 12, has a margin of sampling error at +/+3 percentage points, and a 95% level of confidence. Nearly 75% of voters think politicians who vote to defund the police should not be able to use tax money to hire private security to protect themselves. A recent example is Representative Cori Bush, DMO, who defended spending $70,000 on private security despite being a staunch supporter of the Defund the Police movement.